Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, while Superman searches for Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, the two reporters are introduced to the mystery of the sea monster and are sent away to what appears to be certain death.
Hello there, gang. This is Dan McCullough. Boy, this has been a week, hasn't it, gang? With all the excitement on the Superman show and the news about that brand new series of comic buttons and packages of Kellogg's Pep. Bet you're all set to collect them and to get yourself some snappy-looking buttons to pin on your jacket or your dress or cap, because they are smart-looking, believe me, done up in full comic strip colors on gleaming white enamel buttons that show up like anything. And the pictures of your favorite funny paper characters are so true to life. The Winnie Winkle twins and Gravel Gertie and Tilda and Superman look so real, they could almost talk to you. Not to mention the fun that you'll have if you happen to get a duplicate, because then you can find out which one of your pals has a button to swap with you and add another Pep comic button to your collection that way. So remind Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep when she shops. That's the only way you can get these comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. But you'll find a comic button in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. That sunny golden toasted whole wheat flakes that make breakfast such good eating. Remember, be sure to ask Mom for P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
Attempting to solve the mystery of what appeared to be a mammoth monster of the sea, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, an eccentric Daily Planet correspondent and amateur detective, followed a trail of suspicion that led them to Ike Barnaby, a native of St. Selmo, a Canadian fishing village on the North Atlantic coast. Caught snooping in his shack, they were held at gunpoint by Barnaby, who reported via two-way radio to someone aboard a boat engaged in a mysterious operation in the waters of the fishing grounds, from which the native fishermen had been frightened away by the monster. Barnaby was told to take Lois and Horatio to a hideaway on the beach of a hidden cove, where he locked them in a shack used to store gasoline, oil, and other supplies. Then, again in radio contact with the boat, the skipper gave Barnaby a final order.
Since our job here is finished, and we won't need the monster anymore, I want you to put those two snooping reporters in it and send it to the bottom. And make sure it never comes up again.
Meanwhile, Superman, searching for Lois and Horatio, spotted what appeared to be a fishing trawler some miles offshore. Innocently thinking that perhaps his friends were aboard the boat, he dropped to the deck, just as it hauled anchor and got underway. Listen.
Hey, Superman.
What's the matter, men? Giving up before you've caught any fish?
What business is that of yours?
Just curious. You're the skipper of this boat, I gather.
That's right. What did you come aboard for? What do you want?
I'm looking for two friends of mine who've disappeared.
We haven't seen anyone, have we, boys?
I see. Tell me, aren't you and your crew afraid of the sea monster, or haven't you heard of it?
Well, we've heard of it, but...
But you're not afraid.
That's right.
Or you know there is no monster. Which is it?
Look here. I'm not going to be quizzed like a schoolboy by Superman or anyone else. I'm minding my own business. And my business is no concern of yours.
You're perfectly right, and I'm sorry if I offended you.
Okay.
I'd like to ask just one question, if I may.
Well, all right. What is it?
I notice you're carrying a lot of diving equipment.
Well, what about it? Is there a law against that?
No, but it does seem odd on a fishing trawler, doesn't it?
So what? Suppose I told you my hobby is collecting, all sorts of deep sea stuff.
Fascinating hobby. Sometimes I imagine you even find things of great value at the bottom, isn't that so?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing. Well, since the people I'm looking for are not aboard, I'll take off again. Thanks for your, courtesy, Captain.
Okay.
So long. See you again sometime. Up and away! I wonder, did he think he was pulling the wool over my eyes? That boat's no more a fishing trawler than I'm a giraffe. The deck loaded with expensive diving equipment and the hold piled high with iron-bound chests. And not a fish in sight. I'll be back for another look at that boat. But first, I've got to find Lois and Horatio. Away!
Certain that the fishing trawler is sailing under false colors, but unaware that it represents the solution to the mystery, Superman heads back to St. Selmo in search of Lois Lane and Horatio Horn. But meanwhile, Lois and Horatio, still locked in the dark wooden warehouse at the Cove hideout, have made what Horatio believes is an exciting and momentous discovery in an open packing box.
I don't know why you're so excited about finding this, Horatio.
Great Lucifer, Miss Lane. Don't you know what a Veery pistol can do?
Yes, certainly. It fires rockets, signal rockets.
Exactly.
But what earthly use is it to us with the door locked and bolted and our hands tied behind our backs?
Don't worry. I'll figure out some way to fire it, by Gulliver, even with my hands tied.
All right. Suppose you do. Where will the rocket go? Through the roof?
Oh, no. Certainly not. I'll break the glass in the window, stick the pistol through the bars, and fire.
While hanging by your toes from the ceiling, I suppose.
Well, no, that wouldn't be practical.
You can say that again.
But if I could pile up a few boxes and stand on them,
I could... Oh, give it up, Horatio.
Give it up?
Yes, because even if you can accomplish the impossible, what good will it do? Who'll see the signal? And what could it possibly mean to anyone who, by some miracle, might see it?
Well, I don't know exactly.
Exactly nothing. No one but... Well, but Superman, maybe, would even bother investigating.
Say, maybe Superman would see it.
Optimistic.
He did find us twice when the monster dumped us out of boats we'd hired, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, but each time Clark Kent had asked him to look for us, or so he said.
Well, maybe Mr. Kent's returned and he... Wait, Miss Lane.
What's the matter?
I think somebody's coming.
That must be Barnaby.
He's ready to feed us to the monster.
Oh, stop it.
Here, quick. Hide these signal rockets in your coat pocket.
What for?
We may have a chance to use them outside.
But...
I've got the pistol under my coat.
What good will the rockets do?
Maybe none, but what have we got to lose?
Shh, be quiet.
All right, get up on your feet, both of you. Get up, I said.
Better do it. He's got a gun.
All right. Now what?
Come straight forward into the beam of this flashlight. And I warn you, keep walking. Don't try nothing funny.
Where are you taking us, Mr. Barnaby?
Hush up and get into that outboard motorboat tied up to the dock. We're going out to see the monster.
The monster?
Once we cast off, if either of you gets a notion to jump overboard, I'll shoot you like sitting ducks.
We're coming closer to it, Miss Lane.
Yes, I see it, Horatio.
It's gigantic.
What'll we do?
I can only
Take
think
a good
of
it. Look, both of you. Here's your monster. Look sharp now, we're coming alongside.
Good heavens.
Miss Lane, look. Up there on its back.
A hatch. It's opening. Horatio!
Great Lucifer!
This is a...
It's a submarine! The monster is a camouflaged submarine!
With mouths agape and eyes bulging, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn stare in shocked amazement at the long, low black hulk of a submarine, whose pointed bow is painted with luminous paint to resemble a monstrously hideous face. Equipped with red-lensed automobile headlights for eyes. In just a moment, we'll return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Think of it, gang. 18 brand-new comic buttons to collect from packages of Kellogg's Pet. A brand-new series of comic buttons, like the ones that you've had so much fun with. That's something to get excited about, isn't it? And these new Pep comic buttons are the best-looking things you ever saw. Bright-colored, gleaming white enamel background, the pictures of your favorite funny paper characters standing out so clear and sharp. 18 different buttons in all. Flat Top and A Breath of Breeze and Little Joe, Daisy, Superman, just to mention a few. They're all old friends from the funny papers. You'll want to collect every single one of these new Pep comic buttons. And you'll want the fun of swapping duplicates with your pals, too. So ask Mom to get you plenty of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep, because that's how you get these new comic buttons, one in each box. Now, you don't send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. But every time you open a package of Pep, there's your snappy prize. And there's some mighty snappy eating, too, because Pep is a whiz of a breakfast cereal. It tastes a crisp and sunny and golden toasted. You practically can't resist it. So ask Mom for P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now back to the adventures of Superman.
As we continue, two men have emerged from the camouflaged submarine and, lowering a rope ladder suspended from the open hatch, climbed down into Barnaby's boat. At Barnaby's order, enforced by the gun in his hand, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn clamber up the ladder to enter the undersea craft that looks so much like the monster it was supposed to be.
Quickly, Miss Lane. Slip me that signal rocket you've got in your pocket.
What for, Horatio? What can you
do? This is our last chance to send it off. Hurry, give it to me.
All right. Here. But it won't do any good.
There's nothing to be lost by trying.
But Barnaby and the others, they'll see you.
Not until it's too late. Go ahead, down the hatch. I'll follow, and before I'm all the way down, I'll let go.
Too loud, you two. Hurry, go off back down the hatch.
There. It's all set to go off. Now.
Look out, Barnaby. He's got a gun.
Up ladder, I'll fire.
Here it goes.
He fired a signal rocket.
Drop down, Horatio. Hurry.
Quick, Harry. Get up back down the hatch.
Look up there. Through the hatch. Oh, my. There, Miss Lane. See how that white flash shines like a star of hope in the sky?
Yes, and we'll last about as long as it will now.
Don't be so pessimistic.
That flyer won't do no good, because as soon as we get back to shore, we're starting these motors by radio and sending the sub on a trip that'll end in 50 fathoms of water at the bottom of the sea.
Realizing that the closing of the hatch overhead appears to definitely seal their doom, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn look at each other in dejected helplessness. Their only hope, that someone saw and will investigate the signal flare Horatio fired into the sky. Meanwhile, Superman, still ranging the coastline in search of them, catches the gleam of what appears to be a falling star far to the north. Veering sharply, Superman streaks away toward the falling light, which by this time has almost disappeared. Will he find the monster-like submarine before it is sent to the bottom with Lois and Horatio? We'll know on Monday, gang, when we learn, too, why Barnaby and his henchmen made and used the submarine monster to frighten the fishermen of St. Selmo. Yes, the next action-packed episode brings this story to a smashing climax, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in again Monday. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Want to learn to identify birds? Well, then start collecting those full-color bird pictures that come one in every package of Kellogg's Crumbles. 24 different birds in the series, with a full description of each one. You'll want to collect them all and trade duplicates with your pals. And get the colorful album, too, so that you can paste in your collection. Full instructions for sending in are on the side of every Crumbles package. That's Crumbles, the crinkly, sort of sweet and metal-rich shreds of real whole wheat. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.